Okay, happy to be back now with the Newburyport Daily News sports editor, Kyle Gaudette, as we take a look back and look ahead. Kyle, welcome back. How are you?
Doing well, man. Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Excellent. Great to talk with you as always. So much going on. It was an incredible fall season, especially for Amesbury and North Reading in football, I think. But, you know, those are the things that come to the top of my head. But what's at the top of your list, Kyle, as you look back on fall sports in terms of highlights and accomplishments for the region?
Yeah, I think it's tough to start, but definitely Pentucket for me was definitely a big storyline. The field hockey team might have been sort of front and foremost on that list. You know, they had their best season ever, made it to the Division III state semifinal. It really just had a phenomenal year. And then their football team as well. You know, they make it to the state semifinal, played North Reading in that state semifinal, and really gave them a great game. You know, their quarterback, Chase Dwight, is just a heck of a player. He's big, tough. His quarterback, middle linebacker, he just sort of does it all for them. And their big receiver, Shea Condon, who will definitely be an all-star for us, just had a phenomenal game. So I know North Reading, as far as football goes, was sort of the wagon this year. You know, they made it to the Division V Super Bowl, but you know, Pentucket really gave them a strong game and really had a great year. And then, I mean, their cross-country team, the girls' cross-country team was phenomenal. So for me, Pentucket was a big story.
Excellent.
Fall season.
Yeah, that's good to know. And because, you know, we followed football mostly, being a one-man band here. So I appreciate your telling me all about that. The Cape Ann League in football was very strong this year. What about now is it Amesbury who has the boys' soccer program, that has had such a difficult time, but it's on the rebound now?
With a woman coach?
Isn't there a female coach? Is it at Amesbury?
Yep. Yeah, Maddie. Maddie's the coach up there, and she's done a phenomenal job. This was her second year. Yeah, this was her second year, I believe. And they sort of broke the curse. They're a team that hadn't made the state tournament in 28 years, and they made it this year. And they really had a great team. You know, sort of a historic season, and they won their first playoff game against Manchester Essex.
Mm-hmm.
And made it to the second round, so the round of 16, where they lost. But you know, they had a great year, and she's done a phenomenal job. I think there's a few year stretch where they hadn't won a game.
I think it was something like 10 years, Kyle. It was a long time.
Yeah, I know, because I just came out with our boys soccer all star team,
mm-hmm.
and I think sort of that the stat I had for one of them was between 2012 and 2020, they had four combined wins.
Oh my goodness!
And this year they had eight.
Awesome.
So they sort of.
And what's the coach's name again? What's the coach's name again, please?
Maddie McLean.
Yeah, Maddie McLean. Yeah, I talked with her last year, but not this year, and it's just a great story. Well, let's get into winter sports because it's already underway, and I know that you haven't gotten much sleep. I get that. You got all these games going on, and so much geography to cover. So what are you looking at?
I'm a huge hoop guy. I love hoop. Newburyport, I think, should be very good, both boys and girls. I know the boys team, they're undefeated last year, and they returned a lot of their stars. Ronan Brown and Jack Fellner are both Daily News All-Stars for us last year. And same thing on the girls' side, too. They got two returning All-Stars, and McKenna Ward and Deirdre McElhinney,
mm-hmm.
Who were definitely really good. I think, what was it, the first game for the Newburyport girls, they won, I think the game was on Tuesday or whatever. I forget who they played, but they held them to like 6 points in the second half.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
it was great. They're just a phenomenal defensive team. So I'm definitely really looking forward to sort of the basketball scene up at Newburyport High. I think mm-hmm. boys and girls are going to be very sort of the stories to watch this year. And Amesbury girls should be very good as well. They got a lot of returning all stars. You know, the Hallinan sisters, you know, Avery and McKenna are. Two phenomenal players, so it should be really, really competitive up there.
Fantastic. All right. Now, my thing is checking in with hockey. And last year I talked a lot with Coach Ryan Sheehan over at Triton and, of course, Coach Yameen at Newburyport. And I just want to – you don't have to comment too much on it, but I want to point out to our visitors on our website that – and I'm going to link to it, too. You got a great story on previewing the Cape Ann League from your region in hockey. And it looks like Newburyport and Triton could be pretty strong again this year.
Yeah, for sure. They return a lot of talent, and like you said, you know, they got two sort of veteran coaches who know what they're doing.
Yeah,
this should be the class of the league. I would think.
All right, Kyle. What's coming up in the sports section now for Friday and this weekend? I'm sure you've got a million things you got to cover.
Yeah, so I have should have a girls' soccer all-star team coming out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be covering the Newburyport girls who are playing Linfield, hosting Linfield tomorrow night. So I'll be there, and then hopefully Monday, and I just got one all-star team left is football. So hopefully it'll be coming out then, but if not, then football all-stars will be sometime next week, Monday or Wednesday. So.
Well, you do an amazing job, Kyle, and I appreciate what you're doing up there. And, you know, as I said, we'll link to it. And I want to talk again down the road maybe in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, sounds good, man.
Sounds good to me. All right. Hey, listen, get some rest when you can, and have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and be safe, Kyle.
Yeah, it's the same to you, Rick. Yeah, thanks again.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
Yep.
All right.
Take care,
bye-bye. That's Kyle Gaudette, who is the Newburyport Daily News Sports Editor with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.